Tanya for the fifth of Av, Hey Av, is in Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, at Geres HaTshuva, in Lessons in Tanya, it's on page 1115. The Alter Rebbe describes the forgiveness that comes immediately upon the request for forgiveness, not only on an annual level, on an annual basis, but also on a daily basis. And now the Alter Rebbe explains, having been forgiven and having the sin erased, what does it mean, my sin is before me always? And what it says in Tillim, my sin is before me always. This does not mean that a person should always be humiliated and saddened by the fact that he had sinned, because it says right after that verse in the Tillim, it says, let me hear gladness and joy. Uphold me with a spirit of generous spirit. In other words, a positive mood. And this is because a person has to all his life be involved in the higher level tshuva, which comes through joy. So it can't be that my sin is before me always is meant to be a humbling and humiliating thing. Elo negdi dafke, what it means is before me, not within me. Kamei the atatis yatsiv mineged. So we find that the word neged implies distance. That it's opposite or in front of, but at a distance. And Rashi explains the word neged means from afar. Applying this to the sin, a person's sin is before him always, not that he has to be oppressed by it and carry it within him. It's before me always, reminding me not to become arrogant. So that I will be humble before people. Not that I am humiliated and oppressed, but simply humbled before other people. As long as he remembers that he once violated God's will, that will humble him, that he should not be arrogant, he shouldn't feel superior to other people. And now, in fact, not only doesn't the memory of the sin interfere with the joy, but in fact, it helps the joy. It helps intensify it. Remembering that I sinned helps me serve God with joy in spite of all the events or misfortunes that occur, whether it comes from heaven, an act of God, or whether the pain comes from another person, something a person says to you or something a person does to you. You are better able to maintain an attitude of simcha, a mood of joy, in spite of these undesirable and unhappy events, either from divine providence or from another person, which in the end is also divine providence. He is able to maintain his simcha because he knows that he himself is also not perfect. He knows that he had sinned, and he knows that he doesn't deserve better, and so it doesn't upset him. It doesn't disturb his balance. He doesn't lose his balance because he knows that having sinned, the pain that he is experiencing is appropriate. And this attitude helps him avoid getting angry and resent and bearing a grudge or feeling resentful. that there are those kinds of people who are humiliated but do not humiliate back. They hear insult but they do not respond. So the result is that what they do out of love, and they rejoice in their pain. In other words, in spite of the pain, the rejoicing goes on, because they remember always that they had sinned, and that takes off the arrogance, the smugness, that makes it so difficult for a person to tolerate the fact that he is suffering, or the fact that he had a misfortune. When you take that away, the misfortune is much easier to tolerate, and the pain is much easier to take, and so he remains joyous even at a time of misfortune. And whoever overlooks his own feelings, his hurt feelings, God overlooks his hurt feelings, and he forgives for the violations and for the sins that the person commits. The Hayim Yain for Hey Menachemov, for the fifth day of Ov, the Rebbe writes that Sur Mirov Asetev Baki Sholim Verotfehu. The Pasuk says, turn away from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. And the Baal Shem Tov Gizokt, so the Baal Shem Tov said on that Pasuk, in Yedda Dover Gashmi from Dvarim HaMutodim, Zainfaran Tevara, in every physical thing in this world that is permissible, that isn't sinful, there exists both good and bad within that thing. The Gashmi is Deza. When the Chayas Alikivas is Mechayadim Gashmi is Tev. The Gashmi itself, the physical substance, is the evil within the substance. And the godly energy that gives life to this physical thing, that's the good part. The godly energy is the good. But Dav de Mensch was Banuzdam Gashmi Zayin Asur Meira. So the person who is using this Gashmi as the thing, he has to turn away from the bad. Not to seek the pleasure of the physical substance. And he has to do the good, meaning he applies himself to the good that is within this thing. The person turns to the godly energy that's in the physical thing to nurture him and to help him. So he looks to godliness for nourishment, not to the physical. Then, Bak Yesholim V'Ratfeyu, seeks peace and pursues it. The mensch was Zasur Mira Unaseitev, the person who turns away from the physical, which is the bad, and he turns to the godly, which is the good, Badav Zuchen Unnoch Leifen Zu Machen Sholim Zwischen Dem Gashmi, the person has to then pursue the peace, to bring peace between the physical thing and its godly energy, between the bad and the good.